The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, friends. Hello. Greetings. Greetings. Lovely to be with you in this moment in time. Having just practiced together, I invited you to, if you wanted to put a word of what is arising for you. And bring it into the space. And I'll read a few of them. Peace, yes, warm, relaxed awareness. Love, genuine presence, ease. Calm abiding, waking up. Thank you, gratitude. Relief, release, appreciation, openness. Smile, heartened. A bit more calm, beautiful. So many beautiful intentions and aspirations and what's arising. Joyous anticipation. Life is amazing. Aspiration. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for your engagement with this practice and engaging with each other in this way, this really inspiring way to support each other. Caring, not clinging, aspire to be wise. Thank you for all the reflections. And letting go a hair. I love that. Letting go a hair. Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Letting go a hair. Beautiful. So the theme for this week, is life as improv, the Buddhist teachings that actually are infused in the practice of improv comedy as a practice, not just as it can look like an explosion of hilarity and fun, which it can be, it is, but yet it's an internal practice. To really make that happen to the observer, to the eye of the observer. And we've talked about the first day, we talked about the attitude, this sense of lightness, the bringing of emptiness with fullness, this sense of life as infinite game, as an infinite play, this lightness of co-creating. Yesterday, we talked about yes and this meeting the moment with yes and adding to it instead of no, blocking life, blocking energy and being in conflict with what is, which never helps. And today, as introduced in our practice, the idea of having an aspiration, having a sense of frame and non-attachment to outcome in the moment, because attachment to outcome of wanting things to be a particular way in a particular moment, this tightness can make our hearts really tight, our hearts heavy, our bodies heavy. There's a sense of heaviness. Instead of finding possibility, finding like being like water, our hearts and minds being like water, finding possibilities. My aspiration is this, and yet in this moment, okay, this is what's arising. Instead of being in conflict with it, what can I accept what is? Can I accept what is, still keeping with the aspiration, but not attaching to a particular outcome in the way I imagined it to be? So this is the Buddhist frame. And now let me switch for a moment to the improv frame so that we look at it from a slightly different frame for a moment, especially because improv is really relational mindfulness. That's how I see it. It's relational mindfulness. It's how we really interact with others with a sense of lightness and all these other aspirations. So the word that Keith Johnstone, who's a seminal teacher in improv, improv, and the author of the book Impro. The way that many concepts, really, many beautiful concepts that are related. And this concept, the way he brings it in, the word he uses is chivalry. And chivalry is really non-attachment to ideas in relational, improv relational mindfulness. So this is how he defines it. Chivalry means not clinging to your own ideas, your own status, because in different games, you know, people assume a status, you know, maybe they're higher status or lower status. That's another concept from improv, or even your own life as a character, you know. So basically chivalry means not clinging to your own ideas. Chivalry is daring to give up control. Players should allow themselves to be changed by other players, be happy to be forced to change and change. It's such an interesting concept, right? In this relational way of being, this improv or relational mindfulness. So the way this shows up is, say, if you're an improviser, and again, we're all improvisers in our lives, we improvise everything. But say in an improv scene, if two improvisers show up and one improviser has this idea of, okay, this scene is going to go in this direction. So they say something like, oh, I'm tired today. And then expecting something else from the other person, like, oh yeah, this is what this scene is going to be about. Person A has that idea, but person B has maybe a different idea. So if person B says, oh, I'm sorry you're tired. Let's, you know, go and rest. But this person A had a different idea. Thought maybe this person B would say, oh, let's go and play. Anyway, the point being, if we stick to our idea, if we are not chivalrous, if we cling to the way a scene needs to be, then there is a block. Then this person is pulling this way, this person is pulling that way. It's like, life is pulling that way, this person is pulling that way. There's a lot of conflict. What if, and the invitation is to say, okay, well, that's the idea I had, but not attachment to outcome, chivalry. In the big frame, the aspiration here is lightness, a co-creation. It's a co-creation with kindness, with chivalry is the bigger frame. So without attaching with my idea that, yes, we're definitely going to go and play, but no, the scene is going to be about something else. Okay, let me be changed. Let me open up to what this invitation is and see how, within the frame of my aspiration in the scene, how can I be changed and shifted? And then the other person with the same idea will be shifted and changed. So if both people are willing to be shifted and changed and play and co-create together, it becomes beautiful. In improv, the scene becomes fun, watchable. It becomes joyous. Whereas if the two people are stuck in there, like they're pulling it to go this way and this other person is pulling it to go this way and butting it, it's like, it's torture to witness. It's really torture to witness, and also feels torturous internally. It's like, you just keep pulling. It's like attachment. This is the way. This is the idea I had. It's just chivalry. So again, now back to the, and of course, this is all within still the Buddhist frame, the Buddhist teachings of non-attachment. And within our practice, especially relationally, as we relate to a moment. So we have this aspiration for waking up, for causing as little harm as possible, causing no harm, letting go a hair, as little as possible, freedom. And we have these ideas, and especially relationally, we have some ideas as to how something's going to go. And then, it's not going to go that way. Okay, so how, instead of digging your heels in, like, this is the idea I had, this is what I thought we were going to do today, like, can we be flexible? Okay, all right. Again, within the frame, it doesn't mean that we're going to compromise our integrity. It's not compromising our integrity in any way at all. But within that frame, can we be flexible? Can there be flexibility, both relationally and in our minds? And actually, that it's flexibility and finding ways to work with challenges, with the hindrances, with our suffering, instead of digging our heels in. It's not going the way I wanted it to go. It's not the way I want it to be, a different way. Oof, we get stuck. We get more and more stuck in our suffering. Can we say yes? Yes, and okay, yes, this is what's being offered in this moment. It's not exactly what I had in mind. I wasn't planning on getting sick and or having body aches or this or that, or I don't know, the storm happening to, yeah, like this is not exactly, but yes, and okay, this is what's happening. And what is the wise way to open to it wholeheartedly, to wholeheartedly with wisdom, kindness, with integrity, and without attachment to outcome, with aspiration, keeping the aspiration, but without this fixed view that things have to be in a particular way. So I'll give one quick final example. Say, not just relationally, but say in your practice, say a hindrance arises. Okay, hindrance of sleepiness arises. If you have a stance of no, it's like, oh, sleepiness, I hate it. I'm a bad meditator. This is terrible. This is awful. I'm awful. Versus another way to work with sleepiness is yes and, oh, okay, yes, this is this different state of mind. Okay, sleepiness is here. It doesn't mean succumbing to it, but it means, okay, how can I wisely work with this? So one can actually study sleepiness. It can still be here, but one can say, yes, and let me study what is happening in my body. What's happening in my mind? What is this like? Can I be aware and have awareness, kind awareness in every moment? And actually, you might fall asleep for a millisecond if you're aware, and it'll be a very deep, restful sleep in the middle of your meditation. Then you'll wake up completely refreshed. And you'll be, you would have cultivated this ability to be with the hypnagogic state mindfully, instead of resisting it, and finishing your meditation feeling terrible, exhausted, and angry. So there is this yes and can be such a helpful stance internally with that, with whatever is arising internally, as well as relationally in improv, in improvising our lives. So thank you all for your practice, for your attention, for showing up, supporting yourselves, and being open to exploring these different similar and slightly different concepts of to bring in some freshness, some different perspective as to how to improvise our lives internally, externally, with the perspective, with the aspiration for cultivating kindness and joy and lightness and freedom and wisdom. And may you be well, may you be happy, may you have lightness. And yes, the invitation today, oh yes, I always like to give invitations. Whenever you have a relational, so internally, can you have chivalry? Can you have non-attachment to ideas, aspiration, integrity, but non-attachment? Can you find ways to be flexible and see how that feels internally versus digging your heels in? It's got to be this way. I don't like the way it is. So thank you all. Take good care. Be well. And see you tomorrow.